panels created in an NFL stadium at Alaskan High School, and a 33-story luxury hotel along Baltimore's Inner Harbor after they were installed in those places. But fire protection engineer Douglas Evans says people should have information about that cladding, which was also implicated in a fire in London.
If those individuals who live and work and play in the building are sufficiently concerned that their materials on their exterior facades may constitute an unrealistic and unreasonable hazard.
Those same panels are under scrutiny by British authorities. California fire officials say 29 structures have been destroyed by a fire burning not far from Yosemite National Park. Tony Munoz had to evacuate.
Our animals and ourselves and of course, your medication.
That's about all he had time to get out, he says. A fire official says the blaze is burning about 35 miles west of Yosemite. This is SRN News.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Howdy. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. How are you doing on this fine Thursday morning? I know we have got Shravius live from Hotlanta, Peach City, Atlanta. Shravius, how are you this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Catherine Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to hear your voice and real excited. You're going to be in studio Monday, correct?
The countdown begins.
Let the countdown begin. I love that. And then we also have online with us Money in the Bank with Frank, Mr. Frank Kushner himself. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Morning, Frank.
Morning.
Good morning,
hey,
you guys.
Yeah, I saw some crazy stuff on the news yesterday. Apparently, there's a marina out there in Texoma that lost an entire dock full of boats. Anybody out there know anything about that?
Actually, yeah. I've got a girlfriend of mine. She literally just bought a new boat, maybe last weekend or weekend before last. And they were okay, but literally she said several of their friends, it was just torched. I mean, that was a horrible, horrible fire.
Yeah, I want to say that there were probably six people I know that actually keep boats over there. Luckily, none of them, as far as I know, were affected. But geez, that's a lot of damage there.
It really was. I saw the pictures and just was astounded at some of the pictures that they had taken after the fire was doused. In other news, Frank, and I'm sure you've heard about this, and Shravius, I'm sure you're aware of this as well. Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. So JP, Kathy, and the crew, our radio family, is praying for him and wishing him a speedy recovery and a full recovery. He's got a type of brain cancer. It's actually, late last night, it's the same type of brain cancer that Ted Kennedy suffered from. His doctors feel optimistic. They feel that they got it all. So, anyways, whatever side of the aisle you're on, we don't wish that on anyone. And he's a true American hero. This is a man who was in a Vietnam prisoner of war camp for 6 years. So just our prayers and thoughts go out to John McCain, Senator John McCain. Do y'all have any thoughts on that, guys?
I'm pretty sure all is well. He's a strong guy. You know, McCain, he's extremely active. He's a healthy guy. And so by him, because I didn't know he was 80 years old. And so, you know, that's obvious that, you know, he looks pretty good for his age. And so by
he's a fighter. He's scrappy like you, Shravius.
Yeah, so he's going to be fine. You know, no problem at all. But there is some good news, though, Kathy, for you all in Dallas.
What is that?
You all had your first female police chief ever?
As a matter of fact, out of Detroit, they have chosen a new police chief. Do you have her name pulled up? I don't have that news story pulled up on my iPad. This is our first female police chief in the city of Dallas. And she gave a speech, and this is one of those things, whenever I give speeches to young ladies and whenever I'm talking to my daughter, one of the things, you know, y'all know that I'm not a feminist, and I just, the whole thing's, Renee Hall, yes. But anyways, she gave a really nice speech just talking about, basically, you know what, if you're a female and you want to serve and you want to help your community, then this is a great role to shoot for, and she was very motivational in her speech. So, so looking forward to good things from her. She's got some big shoes to fill. Chief Brown was just an amazing public servant himself. So she's got some big shoes to fill in the city of Dallas.
Yes, I'm very, you know, I'm glad to call Dallas a second home. So I'm very optimistic to see, you know, to see what's going to happen.
Any thoughts on that? Thoughts on Senator McCain, Frank, or on the new Dallas police chief?
On McCain, I think that these are the kinds of things that, again, he served for a very long time. He's been very helpful in the party, but it's maybe time to step aside and see some new blood in there, huh?
Well, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, because here's the thing, politics is politics, and whether people are ill or not, the show must go on kind of a thing. He's had a number of opponents. He's been primaried several times because, and again, I don't want to get into the whole politics of McCain at this point, but a lot of conservatives in the Republican Party see him as more of a moderate. So I think he's had a couple of conservative challengers in the primary. He's had a couple of tough general elections. And here's the thing. I mean, literally, the 2018 primary is just right around the corner. So I think I'll be anxious to see what he decides about running for re-election. His statements and his family statements, and from what his doctor said, I mean, he's still ready to fight the good fight in the Senate. So time will tell on that. But we do wish him a speedy and full recovery. And like I said, JP, Kathy, and the crew send our prayers his way. I tell you what, folks, when we get back, we are going to have Money in the Bank with Frank. And that is Frank Kushner of Ensemble. Bromance Thursday, yes. It's Ensemble Financial. I tell you what, we are very, very blessed on this show that we have some amazing sponsors and people who we choose to have as part of our radio family. We only choose the best of the best. When it comes to financial planning and all your financial needs, you don't get any better than Frank Kushner, ladies and gentlemen. And he's calling in live again from Wall Street. So we'll be back on JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
Here's a quick check of your traffic this morning on 620 AM KEXB. Got an accident working in Irving, Loop 12 northbound after 183. You're going to be slow back to Union Bower. Also in the process of picking up the cones in Denton, 35E northbound at North Texas Boulevard. You're going to be slow back to Teasley. And they're working to pick up the cones also in Louisville, 35E northbound between Fox Avenue out to the Lake Louisville Bridge. And that's your traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street, get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to The Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
I'm Trina Webster.
And I'm Dan Webster, founders of Z Quiet. Let me be honest, I snored.
Yeah, he did. crazy loud.
I was forced to sleep on the couch most nights.
Dan tried everything, including surgery, to solve his snoring problem.
Nothing worked.
So we turned to experts and created a solution that's a total game changer, a mouthpiece called Z-Quiet.
Not just any mouthpiece, one that gently opens the airway where the snoring happens. In fact, it's based on the same technology as treatments costing thousands of dollars.
It allows natural jaw movement so you can talk, breathe normally, and best of all, sleep comfortably without making a sound.
And what's really cool is that it couldn't be easier. Just pop it in before you go to sleep to kick snoring out of bed.
So you can sleep quiet
with Z-Quiet.
Z-Quiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011. Go to GetZQuiet.com or text SNORE to 91011.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin' Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your grilling on!
Yeah! Hello golfers, Pat Wheeler here with Texas Links on the Air. Are you looking for a good deal on a good golf course? Well, check out Stewart Peninsula in the Colony, a unique 9-hole track on the shores of Lake Louisville. Tripp Davis is one of the hottest architects today, and he got his start in the DFW area by designing Stewart Peninsula, a link-style course with two sets of tees and two pin placements. And with the coupon in this month's DFW Links, two can play for the price of one. Go to StewartPeninsula.com or call the golf shop at 972-625-8700.
Experts in business. 620 AM KEXB.
All right, folks. Howdy. Happy Thursday. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Welcome if you're kicking it old school on the radio dial, in your car. Welcome if you are listening to us via the KEXB app or one of the other radio apps that are out there and available. And then hello to those of you who are tuned in on Facebook Live or who might tune in later on Facebook Live. I always make my radio post public, and that is Kathy Partridge Ward. So welcome. That's also a good way you can ask Frank questions. He loves to take questions from the audience regarding the financial topics that he discusses. You can also call into our show at 214-787-1160. Shravius, what's that number?
And that's 214-787-1160.
Frank, what's that number?
214-787-1160.
I love it. And let's go ahead and let's go right to Frank with Ensemble Financial, Frank Kushner, Money in the Bank with Frank, who's calling us live from Wall Street. Sir, what do you have in store for us today?
Today's topic, I kind of got it from a good friend of mine who is retirement age. She currently works, and she has money saved aside, but her kids were really concerned because they were, you know, she recently left her job as a teacher at one school, and now she's trying to figure out what she wants to do when she grows up at a different school. But again, her kids were pretty concerned that maybe she wasn't going to be able to retire, and I was like, luckily in her case, I was like, relax, she's fine, everything will be okay. But I know that this is something that really it happened to me when I was much younger, and I was really concerned, wondering whether or not my parents are going to be able to retire, and you know, what I needed to do to focus on them. So I figured we'd talk a little bit about planning for your parents' retirement and how it can affect your own financial future.
I think that's a great idea. Again, you know, you talk about, you know, people are living longer, and so you end up having those extra years of life, and some of them are filled with, you know, different scenarios, some better, some worse. So I think you're right. I think that's something that more and more folks are having to plan for, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first thing that you want to do is to start the conversation with your parents. So, you know, the first step in planning for your parents' retirement is just having that really awkward conversation as to whether or not they have actually started to plan for their retirement, right? For so many children out there, they've had the opportunity to grow up in a really good time. Their parents paid for college. If not, they, you know, paid for college, at least supported them as much as they possibly could. And maybe they put off saving for themselves. And maybe they're behind the eight ball and behind the gun. Well, the only way to find out is to have that conversation. So even if they haven't started to plan for retirement, the sooner they start, the better. So, you know, get on, you know, try to have that conversation to figure out where they are. So one of the main points to focus on. Yeah, one of the main points to focus on when having that kind of conversation is to make sure that you don't come across as judgmental when discussing it. Like, Dad, why did you say? What are you, crazy? That's not going to help anything.
That's when the kid becomes the parent kind of a thing, when that role reversal starts. Well, you're grounded. Exactly. What are you thinking about? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they may not give you all of their pertinent information, but it's really important to try to get an idea of their current retirement outlook. One of the things that was really helpful for one of my friends, as I am a financial professional, if you do have a friend that you can rely on, somebody who is in the financial services industry or somebody that's really good in business, it may be a good way to bridge the gap if they approach your parents as well. So even if you can't get that information out of them, or if you feel uncomfortable doing it, maybe have a friend do it. That's exactly what I did for one of my friends. His family actually approached me, and they're like, you know, we have, you know, a single son. We don't want to burden him. He's got kids. Do you mind talking to me and helping me figure out whether or not this is, you know, that I've got an appropriate amount of money saved away? So that's another idea, is also to have somebody that's an advocate in between for you to help figure out where they stand in retirement as well.
Absolutely. Shravius, do you have any questions or any thoughts on this? You're awful quiet today, and usually you're chiming in by now on with some really good questions, because Shravius is always so curious about all of this. Do you have any questions so far for Frank, Shravius?
No, I have a question. No, well, actually, I do have one. Frank, when it comes to, you know, the parents affecting our, when it comes to the parents' retirement affecting us, like, what can we do in the meantime, at the same time, while our parents are setting themselves up for retirement? Is there any steps we can take to secure ourselves?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, as I said before 150,000 times, time is your best friend, right? Your best friend and your worst enemy. Start saving.
Well, and especially for somebody who's 30, who's the age of Shravius. You know, I mean, that's an optimum time. And what do you always say, Frank? And I hope I don't mess it up. Make your money work for you.
Yeah, give your money a job, right?
Yes, give your money a job. I love that. Okay.
Well, I have plenty of openings, Kathy, and Frank.
I love it.
Well, the one thing that you guys have to keep in mind is today, this is as of March of 2017. This is a recent Merrill Lynch financial study released in March of 2017. It revealed that the cost of retirement has risen to $738,400. Now, that's today's money. So if, you know, you want to retire in 2017, the number, the magic number that they say that you're going to need during retirement to survive is that $738,400. Now, of that, this is a good number, $260,000 is going to go to healthcare costs alone.
Wow, say that number again, Frank, what?
$260,000.
Good night. That'll wake you up.
Yeah. And that's assuming that you have traditional Medicare coverage.
Wow, which that's a big assumption, too. So,
yeah, and that's not including long-term care. So we've already talked about how, in many cases, you know, if you're younger than 30, really somewhere in your 50s is when you want to start looking at a long-term care policy, because anytime before that, you're kind of wasting your money. Anytime after that, and it gets really onerous and expensive. So if you're in your early 50s, start looking at long-term care policies, because the last thing you want believe me, the last thing you want is to end up in a nursing home without sufficient resources. You're going to end up in the worst of the worst. So if you do have a little extra money available, now is a great time to start looking for a disability policy if you're in your 50s.
Well, again, and explain,
not including long-term care. Yep.
Okay, can you explain a little bit more about the long-term care? Like, what is something when somebody's shopping around for that? Obviously, I mean, the best thing people can do, and as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to put on our Facebook Live feed on Kathy Partridge Ward how folks can get in touch with you through Ensemble Financial. But obviously, best thing to do is seek out somebody like yourself, somebody in a company like yours who can give good financial advice. But to just, you know, Joe Public on the street listening today, if they were going to start shopping around for long-term policy, what would be the first thing you would tell somebody to look for?
Well, you know, I don't have the actual numbers in front of me because it's been a little while since I've actually sold a long-term care policy. But the thing to remember is that long-term care is going to I like to call it the wallet biopsy. I think I saw that on a Sopranos episode at one point. It's like, you know,
of
I think
course.
Tony got hit or he got shot or something happened. And they're like, has anyone done the wallet biopsy yet? And that's basically looking to see whether you not you have any insurance at all, right?
Exactly.
So I hate to say it. If you don't have health insurance, obviously you get a different type of service. And the same thing with a long-term care policy. You want to get something that is going to at least subsidize or pay something out of pocket to these to the long-term care facilities, because if you don't and it's just Medicaid that's covering you, if you're just on the whim of the federal government, you know, there's only so many seats and only so many people will take you. So if you have anything, it's better than nothing. But generally you want to have some kind of a, you know, just if you're in your, whatever your neighborhood is, wherever you are, get an idea for how much those facilities cost and try to figure it out and index it for inflation and try to get a policy that's going to cover something. Something is better than nothing when it comes to long-term care.
Okay, so you're saying, if you can't get the top, you know, what you're shooting for, at least have something in place. And again, I mean, it's just so important to, we don't ever like to think about planning for things of that nature. We don't like to see ourselves as getting older and possibly having an illness or anything like that. But the reality is it happens to the majority of folks. There's some kind of something that comes up. So anyways, well, folks, we're going to take a real quick break, but then we're going to be back with Money in the Bank with Frank from Ensemble Financial. If you are listening, you can go to Kathy Partridge Ward to my Facebook post, and that'll stay on my Facebook page. And I've got his website already on the live feed, which is available any time of the day. We've also got Sharavius. Oh, I cannot wait to see your smiling face on Monday. Sharavius, how are you? Are you in Atlanta?
I'm good. All the way from Peach City.
Hey, I love Frank. It. Hotlanta.
Right. Hey, I don't know how much money I'll be able to save out here in Hotlanta because it's a lot to get into. Trust me.
I love it. All right, folks. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXV.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
Here's another check of your traffic this morning on 620 AM, KEXB. Still a little bit of construction. They're still working to pick up those cones. This is going to be 35E northbound between Garden Ridge and Lake Louisville Bridge. Accident still working in Irving, Loop 12 northbound right after 183. You're slow back to Union Bower. And other than that, the roadway is moving along fairly well this morning. And that's your traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
You can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand. Just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. Wealthed.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com, or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a song with a kick. When you grin on a Saturday night, you want a song that stays. And you'll be go reeling, Silverback Go Reeling Sauce. I said Silverback Go Reeling Sauce.
Silverback Go Reeling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Well, howdy, folks. Happy Thursday, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM, the experts in business. And Sharavius, how are you doing in Atlanta? Can't wait to see you Monday. How are you?
I'm good, all the way in Peach City. It's been a long week, Kathy. It's not Friday yet.
I was going to say, it's not even Friday. It's Bromance Thursday. We've got your favorite, Frank Kushner, on the line, calling in live from Wall Street for his segment on the show, which is Money in the Bank with Frank. He is from Ensemble Financial. And again, we only have the best of the best on the show, and Frank is the best when it comes to your financial needs. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I see that one of our regular listeners got a question about life insurance, which is a whole different topic, and so I'm not going to go into that one exactly all day, but I did want to answer a question that she had regarding one of her son. I guess her son wants her to get a life insurance policy to make sure that it'll pay off her debts. So just keep in mind that kids, you're not responsible for your parents' debts unless you happen to co-sign something with them, or if you're on an account with them that, if you have an Amex card and your child's name on it, then, yeah, they're going to be responsible. But if your parents have credit card debt or any other debt and they pass away in debt, it does not transfer over to you. So you don't have to get life insurance for that, Vicki. Okay, I'll leave it
and
at
that's,
that.
And actually, that's a great question to have answered, because I'm sure a lot of folks wonder that. And that's so, thank you, Frank.
PSA, Kathy.
What is your PSA? Oh, no. Watch out, Frank.
So one of the other questions on there was, how much do I need? And the rule of thumb that you're going to get from pretty much everybody is you want somewhere between 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, depending on the lifestyle that you lead. If you're a very frugal person, maybe it'll be a little lower than that. And if you're a spendthrift, maybe it's going to be a lot higher than that. But, you know, typically it's somewhere around 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. Now, what, you know, some of the things that you want to think about, so priorities, if you will, retirement priorities. Merrill Lynch had a survey that identified about 7 key life priorities that people should rank when planning for their retirement. Among these are going to be family, health, home, work, leisure, giving, and finances in general. So deciding which of those priorities, that's going to be basically your top 2 or 3 could go a long way in helping to determine how much you can actually save for retirement. Now, does that make sense? Because I've got a couple of examples if you need it.
Give us one example of that. And then I know, Shravis, we'll let you do your PSA before the next break. But, yeah, if you'll give us just one example of that, please, Frank.
Sure, sure. So, for example, if health is a main priority, then it might be best to live a more modest lifestyle and put a little extra money away for things such as long-term care, as I said before, or other future health expenses. If giving is a main concern, then you're probably better off putting some time and effort into things such as volunteering for your favorite causes, or, you know, thinking about donating to your favorite charity. So those, you know, those are going to be your options. Something to do with, you know, family. If family is a big deal, maybe you want to start budgeting a little extra money into a trust that's going to pay for education of your grandchildren, something to that effect. So those are the things that you really need to start considering and figuring out where you want to focus more on assets.
Okay. And that makes sense, Frank. Thank you. Shravis, did you want to chime in real quick?
Oh, no. Well, only thing I wanted to say, you know, and also, you know, when it comes to the, you know, retirement deal with the parents is that parents, I think it's a great idea to start helping your kids, you know, I don't care what age they are, start helping them to plan financially, you know, as well. Because, you know, as Frank is talking about, you know, that could affect, you know, us as your kids. So help us to plan our things as long, you know, at the same time while you're doing yours at the same time. So it's like a double teaming situation, so that way you both benefit from it, and not one is just waiting on the other.
I think that's a good point. And Frank, you've spoken about this so eloquently in the past, and that's, you know, start early. You start teaching kids about saving, you know, like when you're in the line at the grocery store, you know, make them buy their gaming system kind of a thing. And so I think one of the common themes besides, you know, make your money work for you, give your money a job kind of a thing that Frank always puts out there is that, you know, this is something that it's never too late, but you also can't start too early on the financial planning side of things, Frank, you know?
Sure. Sure. And I don't know if we have to go to break or not, but, you know, the next thing I wanted to talk to about was how to plan when your parents haven't. So,
yeah, we've definitely got some time for that. So get right into that, my friend.
Sure. So to give you an idea, U.S. Government Accounting Office, because that's ever worked out, right? Anyway, a U.S. Government Accounting Office study showed that 29% of people 55 and older said that they have no retirement savings or pension plan. It's a big number.
That number, that shocks. Actually, you know, it does. It's not shocking nowadays. I think everybody's so living in the now. And I wonder, and Frank, do you know historically, was that, like, let's say back in the 50s, was that number higher?
I imagine that number was probably lower.
Okay.
You know, back years ago, companies would put money away from you.
Good point.
One way or the other. So there were pensions out there that were being put away for people my parents' age.
You're right.
By their employers. And that is not a trend that is happening regularly anymore. So, again, that's 1 out of 3 people that are 55 and older have no retirement savings. So that means that they're going to rely on Social Security alone, which... Well, the good news is that it was supposed to go out by, like, I think it was 2028, and now it's gone. So I think it's going to be 2033 before all the money's gone. But
yeah, there you go. I was going to say, yeah, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day, Social Security.
Yeah, I shared something on Facebook yesterday that talks about a little bit about that. So it's just not a lot of money. It's not enough money to expect to live on. And, you know, as I said, you need to start early. So setting expectations, one of the important matters to address with your parents is the means by which you can help them. So you have to ask yourself some stuff, like, how much can I financially help my parents before it's going to hurt me? right? Because the one thing that we've already talked about, and we talked a little bit about last time with the millennials, was trying to figure out how to get them to save anything and how to set those proper expectations. So, you know, how much money can you afford to spend on your parents to help them out and budget that? And then, am I willing to let my parents move in with me if they require long-term care or can't afford to live on their own, right?
So, and that's a big question that's out there nowadays. You're right. You're right. Maybe, yeah. And you know, and then especially, and this is very timely because on Saturday in Austin there's a public hearing on property taxes. I mean, we've talked about this on the show, how people in their retirement years can't afford to live in their home any longer. So you're right. So do you have enough space for your parents to move in with you? Are your kids at an age where your lifestyle can take having the grandparents live at home as well? I mean, those are all questions that have to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then how much are you willing to help parents that aren't willing to help themselves? If they're dead set against, like, I don't care, just stick me in a box, stick me in the corner, I don't care. Then you have to determine how much you're willing to help parents that are not willing to help themselves either. You know, that could be a drain, much like a house, a don't-want-her house, right? All of a sudden you're stuck with these expenses that you didn't want. And that could be the same thing. You don't want to sink your own ship trying to help somebody else. So how are we on time?
As a matter of fact, I think we've got enough time for you to tease what you're going to talk about next, and then we'll head into a break. Actually, you know what? Actually, we've got almost 5 minutes, so we can stretch it a little bit longer.
Okay,
let's go for it.
Perfect. So there's a really good method, the four-box method. It's a system that was put together by a PBS affiliate, Next Avenue, and it could help make the process of decluttering and reassessing your savings, your life, and all of your goods, if you will, a lot easier. And, you know, a lot of people, I saw this house that's for sale in Richardson, and it's probably someone whose family has grown up, and now they're, you know, trying to downsize their house. The garbage that's in that house, the amount of stuff in that house, I couldn't even see the house because it was just like tchotchkes everywhere. So it drove me nuts. I couldn't stop looking at the listing. But, you know, a lot of that stuff is dangerous. You have that stuff in your house, you trip on it late at night, you're older, you fall down, you break something. That's the number one thing that will get you killed, falling and hurting yourself. So decluttering, how do I do it? Well, one of the four areas that you can do it is you have to assess these things and figure out how to get rid of them. And one of the ways to do it is, one, keep until I die. This is for items that have a sentimental value. Maybe it's your china that you never use and sits up in that thing, but you definitely want to keep it, right? Appraise it and sell it for unwanted items that you know that you have. And you're like, you know, I've never used it. Yeah, it's got a signature of Mickey Mantle on it, but guess what? Let's just get rid of it. Appraise it, get rid of it. Keep it with you for unsentimental items such as furniture, right? So you've got a bunch of furniture. You need to sit on it, so you got to keep that. But some of the stuff that you have in storage, get rid of all that stuff. And then garage sale and donate for unwanted items of little value. I know that there's a ton of really good programs out there, especially in the Dallas area. Here, not so much. It's almost impossible to get somebody to come here and declutter an apartment. You know, they don't have the trucks to drive around like the Salvation Army does down there. But there's so many ways to get rid of and declutter stuff. You just call them up and say, this is what I got. They'll show up in a day or two and get rid of all that stuff because you definitely don't want to have to deal with it after a family member passes away. Believe me, you'll end up getting stuck with another storage unit for another $100 and $150 a month, and who needs that?
Exactly. And Frank, I don't know if you're looking at the Facebook live feed right now, but Gail has a question. Maybe we can talk about this when we come back. She says, Frank, do you find people have saved 80% of what they want to live on? Does this include inflation? Which, that's a good question. Most of those retiring at 65-ish have 25 to 30 more years and need to take inflation into account. It's a really good point. You know, especially you don't know what the market's going to look like. You don't know what life's going to throw your way, kind of a thing. So inflation is something, and obviously if they're going to somebody like you at Ensemble Financial and they're getting expert advice, then they're taking that into account. But again, until she asked that question, I was like, you know, I don't even think about inflation a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the numbers that I gave you earlier, the one that was like March 2017, is the cost of retirement at $738,400. That's as of today's numbers. So you definitely have to take inflation into account, assume, you know, 2 to 3% inflation rate on that annually. And the healthcare number is going to go up, and that's not going to be assuming a 2 to 3% inflation rate. It's probably a much higher inflation rate on medical expenses. So no, you definitely have to take inflation into consideration on that one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Frank. We're going to be back with more Money in the Bank with Frank Kushner on JP, Kathy, and the crew. We've got Sharavius, who's called in live from Atlanta. And Sharavius, you are tired because I haven't heard much from you. Usually when Frank's on, you're all chit-chatting it up. Did you go out last night, Sharavius?
Oh, Kathy, it's been a long week in Peach City. Long week.
You need to come home and behave.
Come home and decompress, right?
All right, folks, yeah. we're JP, Kathy, and the crew. Today we've got Money in the Bank with Frank. We've got Frank Kushner from Ensemble Financial, and we'll be back. We're on 620 AM, KEXB.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Take a look at your traffic on 620 AM, KEXB. Accident working in Richardson, 75 northbound at Renner Road. We're going to pick up the cones in Irving, 114 eastbound at Rochelle Boulevard. It's still going to be slow back to Hidden Ridge. And then accidents still working in Irving, Loop 12 northbound right after 183. You're still slow back to Union Bower. And that's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXB. Expert in business.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
Hi, folks. This is Bo Hopkins. I'm the owner of Zero Res, and I came here to this area back in February of 2003 with my wife and our one daughter, and we had a dream that we could clean carpet without using soaps, detergents, and using 21st century green technology that leaves no residue behind, which means for you, your carpet stays clean. And we have that technology. Not only do we have it, we've patented it. The second part of that dream is really more important than the first part, and we want to make sure that every customer knows they are cared for and served when we come to their home. And that is what we strive for every day, day in and day out. And want to make you a raving fan of what we do and have clean carpet, soft and fluffy, that's safe for you and your family.
Call Zero Res and book your clean today. Ask for the KEXB special and get your carpets expertly pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for only $33 per room. Call 214-37-CLEAN, 214-37-CLEAN, or at ZeroResDallas.com. Minimums apply, residential only. Business owners, call today for your free commercial estimate and demonstration. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it still spells the same. Zero Res.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4 to 6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972 972- 602-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Well, folks, happy Thursday. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. So glad you joined us today. Shravius, how are you doing out there in Atlanta, my friend?
Everything's good. It's hot. It's still hot. Hot all the time, but everything's good.
I love it. Well, and like I said, you'll be in studio on Monday, and we cannot wait to see your smiling face.
I think I'm be darker than an African. Was that racist?
You tell me. You're the one who's always throwing that kind of stuff out there. And Frank Kushner, we're so happy to have you with us from Ensemble Financial. How do folks get in touch with you, Frank?
Sure. You can find me on the web at ensemblefinancial.com or give us a call at the office at 212-489-1800 or throw us an email at fkushner@ensemblefinancial.com.
I love it. And he's got offices in New York and in Dallas, but he can serve folks all over the country. Heck, are you worldwide, Frank? Because you are the world traveler. Any traveling plans coming up
future? But no, I wouldn't go so far as to say that I'm investing with people worldwide.
Okay. So you're just the traveling man, and there you
go. I'm spending money worldwide, but I'm certainly
you're helping the world economy, but in a different way.
Exactly.
Well,
so our friends at Thomson Reuters morning update.
Go for it.
So before the bell, let's prompt the teleprompter voice. So U.S. stock index futures were little changed today after all three major index closed at record highs, helped by technology stocks and as investors awaited earnings for Microsoft and Visa after market hours. Initial jobless claims and the Philly Fed data are scheduled for release today. European shares extended their gains ahead of a key European Central Bank meeting, and Asian shares closed mostly higher. Oil prices were steady after falling U.S. crude and oil product inventories eased concerns over a supply glut, and then gold slipped as the dollar strengthened. There we go.
There you go. And I love that. I'd love to be able to fact check if we actually, because you give this report always right after right before we end the show, and I think it's so great that we get this information. I wonder if we're one of the first radio shows or the first radio show that actually puts that information out. That'd be kind of cool to check. But anyways, but nobody else has it with Frank's great, savvy, sexy voice. So there you go. I can fact check that myself.
I don't know about sex.
Oh, he's got a great radio voice, Shravius.
How are you doing?
Know that.
And on the main stage.
You did not just say, how you doing, like Joey from Friends. That's so great.
All right, my Lord.
Frank, well, let's get back into your topic, and let's talk more about our parents and aging and the needs that are out there, and what do you do as the child of an aging parent? What is your role financially?
Well, the first thing that I wanted to mention is I saw something on Facebook that somebody had commented that their children were in a rough spot because they inherited a house with a reverse mortgage, so they were actually underwater when they inherited that house. I would love to hear a little bit more about that. I'd like to know why they didn't just not accept the house as an inheritance. You can disclaim anything. So if somebody leaves you something that's worth nothing, don't take it. You can say, I don't want it.
So that's an option. You're right. That's an option. And then you don't have that the financial liability that goes with that, correct?
Right. Whoever had that reverse mortgage, they were waiting to win on that anyway. So if somebody had a reverse mortgage and it was worth zero or less than zero, don't accept it and walk away. So I'd love to hear more about that specific topic to see what mistake was made and to see how, to be able to figure out and talk about this going forward. Don't do this. Don't let this happen. So please give me more information. That's on that part of it. Okay, so next, the other thing that when you do speak with your parents, if you are able to get their financial information from them, one of the main things that all of us are, in some way, shape, or form, we're all just a little bit emotional about things that you've owned for a long period of time. I'll give you an example. One of my clients inherited a good amount of money, and it was all highly concentrated in, you know, one or two stocks. Those one or two stocks, the kids didn't want to sell because, oh my gosh, this company was so good to us, it paid for my kids' college. Well, if you're concentrated in one stock and that company goes to zero, you've lost everything. So check their asset allocation. Make sure that they do have, you know, a good amount, a specific amount in stocks versus bonds versus cash based on their age. If they don't need the money and it's going to be something they're going to donate or give to you and you're much younger, then you can be a little more aggressive with it, have more in equities. But if this is money that's going to go for them, make sure you get the risk down in the portfolio. So that's really important, something to look at and make sure that you can make sure their asset allocation is proper.
So so you're talking about, you know, we earlier talked about, you know, a home when you have so many items in it, and, you know what do you do with that physically? But you're also talking about emotionally being attached to specific stocks that maybe just because your grandmother or your grandfather or your father or, you know, your somebody else who originally owned that stock, just because there's an emotional attachment to it doesn't mean it's the best investment decades down the road, a generation down the road. Is that what I hear you saying?
Right. Specifically, when somebody passes away and you inherit property, whether it be a stock or a house, you get a step up in the basis as of the date of their death. So let's say that they own Philip Morris and your parents or your grandparents had it, and their basis was like $2 a share, and now it's trading at $89 or $100 a share. That's a perfect opportunity for you to sell that stock, and then that way you get the full amount of that step up. So you're not going to be hit with the taxes that they would. They may have been holding it because they couldn't sell it because the basis, the taxes would have hurt them. Now you have a great opportunity to even that playing field. Take that inherited stock that has a high basis now, get rid of it, and don't be emotionally attached to that stock. That's kind of what I'm talking about on that part of it.
Excellent. Yeah, that helps. That helps. Thank you. I think that's a great point.
Right. So the next one is really important. We talked about the large amount of money that it costs for health care. Make sure your parents have health care coverage. Maybe through your job you can get a family plan. You can pay for their insurance for them. It's going to be the biggest lifesaver when it comes to, yeah, literally their lifesaver, as well as helping them ease their burden on the amount of money they're going to need during retirement for health. So if they don't have a plan, they're over 60 years old, maybe the best thing for you to do to help them is to pay for their health insurance. It's an income tax deduction for you if your parents are over 60 and you're paying for their insurance.
Did not know that. That's so good to know.
Huge, huge, huge obstacle right there if you can put that money away for them in health insurance. And then also take a look at unlocking the value of their home. You know, if you don't need their house, if you're not planning on living in it, if you're planning on selling it, if you don't really care and you know that they need to be taken care of, you know, there's a lot of bad players out there, but a lot of them have gone away. These reverse mortgages are actually not all bad if you're doing it right, if you do it right. I heard that option that somebody mentioned on the feed, and I'm just shocked because if you do it right, you know, die broke. My dad always said, die broke. But being able to unlock the value of that home is important. And then finally, we talk about the same thing that we talk about all the time, same thing that I beat on Charavius about, where's my financial plan, Charavius? Where's that questionnaire, buddy?
I haven't got that email, Frank. Questionnaire.
Because you got to make sure that they have the proper documentation paperwork as well. Have your parents set up a will yet? Have they done a trust If they're getting older and they have few assets, if they do have a house, but it's not anywhere near enough money to cover long-term care for themselves, if you know it's going to be at least 3 years out when they're starting to turn, you need to set up a trust to shelter those assets so that the healthcare providers aren't going to put a lien on their home, and then you're going to have nothing for inheritance. There's small tricks for Medicare, Medicaid planning. Go see a professional and get that done. Have they done their will? Have they done their trust? Do they have a durable power of attorney and a medical directive? As we all know, as I said before, your parents are something that's been around for a very long time. You're going to be very emotional with them. What are their thoughts? What are their desires? What do they want to do if something bad happens to them? Do they want to be kept on life support? Don't they? What are their religious beliefs? These are things that you really need to talk to them about to figure out what do they want so it doesn't burden you. Right?
It absolutely does. And you're right. I mean, the medical power of attorney, that's huge. I know, that's something that I've discussed with my parents. And also, what are the plans? Do they want to be cremated? Do they want to be buried? Does the family already have funeral plots purchased that you're not aware of? Because that's one of the things, it's just so insane to me, but the funeral business is a very lucrative business. Funerals are extremely expensive. I mean, that can be the cost of, a wedding is what folks say nowadays. And so what are the plans? Because if not, again, these are things that if you haven't discussed them ahead of time, they're not going to go away. Those issues are not going to go away. So you need to know what is it that your parents expect. Especially if they become ill or if, dementia or something like that sets in. Go ahead, Shravius, and then we've got 1 minute to wrap up, and I'm going to send that over to Frank.
Mm-hmm. My recommendation, if it all boils down to it, just put them in a box. Let's put them in a box.
All right. Well, Frank, tell folks how to get in touch with you, and thank you again so much for calling in. We appreciate you so much on this show.
Sure, no problem. Just, you can get us, as I said, on ensemblefinancial.com. Send an email to me at fkushner@ensemblefinancial.com or give us a call at the office at 212-489-1800.
Sounds great. Well, we look forward to talking with you again next Thursday, Frank. Shravius, tomorrow it's Freaky Friday. We're off the hook. We're AM shock jocks. So, folks, don't miss tomorrow. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB. Have a blessed day. I got you.
KEXB.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. And that is a beautiful thing, too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE.
This year, the stock market has continued to record highs, but if you're afraid it won't last, don't miss this free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose the Alliance Area 7.